Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim, Klal Memal of Simon Beis. So we left off. We need to read the Chayodim inside, and also we need to explain the relationship between the food during the meal and to the pas, and why pas partners all the other food. How we understand that. Okay, so let's read the Chayodim inside. Abel Miyachol Gam Besuda Minei Lifta Elu. If these foods, which we said are normally considered foods which are part of a meal, are there to act as a secondary food to the pas. And he ate them, so they do not require bracha during the meal. Number one. And he ate them before the meal, so you cannot say the bracha that he's saying before the meal is in some way facilitates and beneficial for the during the meal. But he is eating it during the meal as well. A sheyishta, or a case of a drink as well. We could argue that he does not need a bracha achrona before the meal. Even though he cannot argue that the bracha that he's saying is helping for what he's eating during the meal or drinking during the meal. But on the other hand, he started a drink. He plans to continue drinking that drink. Or he started to eat. He plans to continue to eating that item. So kol nechshav l'achila achas, we could argue that the eating before the meal and the eating during the meal are really one act of eating. Ukshem shabirchas amozen peteres masha ochel besocha suda tifter gamelu. And therefore benching will be moitzi this food, the same way it's moitzi the food of this type of food which is eaten during the meal. But v'gam yesh leimar kimen deno tzarech suda klal, the suda klal, there's no element of benefit to the suda, this achila before the meal. Tzarech levarach bracha achrona av v'gav d'li okar b'taytei. So could be my argument is wrong. The Chayyim recognizes, and we should say the achila before the meal has no connection at all to the achila during the meal. The birchas amozen and a pateris brain of foshas rabos, and don't tell me well benching will be moitzi it, simply based on the rule of a certain brachas can be moitzi other brachas. That's not true. An alagefen is moitzi the brachas on liquid on other drinks. A brei piagofen is moitzi the brach on other drinks. Benching is not moitzi brain of foshas. A person is mechid to say brain of foshas. And doesn't eat a meal, by mistake benches. So he benched, so that should cover his brain of foshos. But even b'diyah, but it doesn't work. He starts to say brain of foshos. So he cannot argue that the benching is covering his chiyuv brain of foshos on his potatoes from before the meal. He can't argue that. So what should he argue? But this is part of the meal, so benching covers it because it's part of the meal. Well, it's not part of the meal. There's no shaykhus to the meal. Therefore, if a person wants to eat it before the meal, Chayyim says, you're going to get involved in a big suffix. What is the correct halacha? Do you make a bracha before the meal? Because benching, it's no shaykhus to the meal, and benching won't work for it. Or do you say, since you're planning to have it during the meal as well, it's going to be included in the meal and included in the benching. So therefore, if you want to eat it before the meal, the Chayyim says, eat less than a shear, and therefore there's no chiyuv bracha achrona. Okay. V'im ochel b'shosa kashir. If he did eat before the meal, an amount which is chayyuv bracha achrona. So the Chayyim says, mechuyav lachzor achar birchas amazon, sheyishta o yechol kashir, k'teishav bracha bracha achrona, v'yichav l'niftar gamzu. So he says the solution has to be to create a separate chiyuv. So after you finish benching, take a drink, and allow your chayyuv and brain of foshos for that drink. The brain of foshos that you say for the drink will cover this food as well. And again, this is all according to what we point out. This is the opinion of the Chayyim that benching is moitzi these foods. Mishabura Paskin's Bikr Psak is not like the Chayyim, that this achila has no shaykhus to the meal. Shulchan Aruch Rav says like that as well. Shulchan Aruch Rav takes it so far as the following. That if a person should say Baruch HaKorana before the meal, if he washed and he had not said the Baruch HaKorana yet, he says the Brain of Foshas during the meal. And even if he benched, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says he would say the Brain of Foshas after the meal, because the benching is not moitzi the Brain of Foshas. And you have a chiyuv Brain of Foshas for that achila from before the meal. So assuming that a time of Ichel has not passed, it's not too late to say the Baruch HaKorana. He would say the Brain of Foshas for the food from before the meal. The Mishnah Berurah gets a little bit edgy in that last scenario, where he already benched. That maybe in that situation, maybe the Chayyadim is right, and therefore the Eitz of the Chayyadim, having something after benching, in order to create a Vale Chiyav Brei Nefoshes, is a good idea. So we have to understand, still one more point, why isn't the Chayyadim Svora a good Svora? Why don't we say that's one Achila? Why do we look at the Achila during the meal as different as the Achila before the meal, which the Chayyadim himself is not sure about it? What's the argument that that's not correct? And then, Mr. Sam, we have to explain that in the next year. We move on to the next simon. Meanwhile, have a good day. Take care.